Matthew tells us about John. He gives us a picture of this person. John is the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is the cousin of Mary of Nazareth. So you can see the connection in this circle that we find here. And John has gone out into the wilderness. Some of you, I know, have been to Jerusalem, to the Middle East. And so I imagine, you can imagine wilderness, this barren country. When I saw it, it was brown and barren, and there was really very little there. And so you imagine in your mind, he has gone into this countryside, and he has spent time in the countryside preparing for his ministry. Sure glad that's not a seminary I went to. As John comes out of the wilderness, we are told that he is wearing camel's hair. Now, when we think of camel's hair, we think of pretty nice, soft clothing, really very fine attire. His camel's hair would not have been of that kind of quality. No, it's probably closer to horse hair than anything else that we think of. And around his waist, he had a leather belt, just like us, right? He comes out of this time period in the wilderness and comes down to where the Jordan River is flowing along through the countryside. And he is talking to the people and saying, the kingdom of God is near. That's sort of like saying, you're going to come face to face with God. Are you ready? Have you prepared to come into God's presence and to be face to face with God? If you're like the rest of us, you need to repent. You need to get yourself ready. Because it's going to happen. Repentance. A time of reflection. A time of thinking about, when I'm going to be in the presence of God, I am going to look at God face to face. Have I prepared myself? Have I thought about my life? Some people, on the other hand, might figure, how about if we just run away? You know? I don't want to come face to face with God. I'm not quite ready. I think I'm going to head for the door. Noah tried that. He didn't want to come face to face. Jonah tried that. He tried to run away. Neither one was successful. Because it doesn't work that way. We have to get ourselves ready to be in the presence of God. Reflect. Acknowledge our sin and seek repentance. And when you seek repentance, you seek a change in life. If the life I was living has led me to this point, and I need to make some changes, then I better prepare. That's part of repentance. It's like going to the priest for absolution and confession. And it's a matter of then saying, all right, now what are you going to do different? That is the preparation. That is where John is calling them to come in and to be washed clean of their sins in the Jordan River. That was a radical baptism in those days. But to go through this symbolic washing, cleansing, and then saying, all right, now, how are you going to amend your life? How are you going to live differently because you have been washed clean of your sin? This was why John came. John came out of the wilderness as a prophet. A prophet who tells people of what to expect, what is coming. Throughout Scripture, we've had all kinds of different prophets who have come to people and said, this is what's going to happen. Abraham. Abraham was out and he had three visitors who we have come to know as angels. The three visitors were the ones to tell him, even at your age and Sarah's age, you're going to have a child. A prophet. A prophecy of what will come about. Isaiah. The passages we heard this morning from Isaiah is talking about what is coming. What's going to take place. Out of the root of Jesse will come forth a new shoot. An angel came to Zechariah and said, even since you and Elizabeth have been barren for all these years, you are still going to have a child. Of course, Zechariah had a little problem accepting that. No, that can't be, not at our age. So the angel made his point. You're going to be struck dumb. You will not speak until the child is born. And he lost his voice. When God's giving you a message, listen. Take it seriously. It was Gabriel that came to Mary. It was the angel that came to Joseph. Do not cast off this woman, because it is God's gift who is in her womb. These prophets come along to give guidance and direction and to help lead us. And so as we look at this kind of scripture and we think of what the message is in this scripture, what we're hearing is God's word. Take time to look inside yourself, to look inward, and reflect on what you might want to have changed. Now, symbolically, we call this, or liturgically, we call this the season of Advent. 4 weeks long. Not much time. When we think about the fact that there's 52 weeks in the year and all we're doing is setting aside 4 weeks to get ourselves ready to receive the Lord. The season of Advent, when we can take those steps, we can sit down perhaps by ourselves and reflect on our life. Are we ready? Now, symbolically, we do this as we think of the birth of Jesus. And so we're moving ahead towards that liturgical celebration with the birth of Jesus. But we know that what we're also doing is thinking about the second coming. Jesus said, I am going to come again. This is not a prophet. It's not just an angel. It is God incarnate who says, I will come again. And so the church asks us, take time and reflect. Are we ready to receive him inwardly? Have we opened our heart to live this way, to be this way? I like to think of ourselves, all of us, in this way. We are not physical beings seeking a spiritual life. Rather, we are spiritual beings who are currently living a physical experience. It is God within us. Julian of Norwich, I'll refer to her as an Anglican mystic. We're talking back in the 13th century. She said, we are not created just in the image of God. We are created of God. We are created of God. It is God who lives within us. It's God who dwells in us. Our very being comes from God. We are God's people. Therefore, it is God who we carry with us. And this season of Advent leads us along a journey where we are getting ready to open ourselves, to reflect and open ourselves up to his presence. Jesus returning, Jesus being with us. Yes, we're going to celebrate the birth of a wonderful child. But more importantly, we're going to accept the coming of the grown-up child, the person of God's presence, very being in our midst. I would say that every one of us, every couple here, every person here who has given birth to a child knows how you get ready. You know, when you get that confirmation from the doctor, yes, you are going to have a child, we start getting ready. Mm-hmm. I know you used to refer to it as the nesting process. Mm-hmm. Building the nest for the child to come into, or perhaps we this season want to say building the manger for this child to come into. Because we are getting ready for the birth of the child, we are getting ready to receive him. John came as a prophet. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is near. Are you ready for it to come? Are you prepared? He was talking to the people of Jerusalem and Judea, this country. I think he was talking to the people of Silverdale and Kitsap County, because his words are just as appropriate today as they were then. So when we hear his words being read to us, we think, yes, am I ready? He's coming. Amen.